Hello, today we are going to talk about handwriting and signature. So each person's handwriting is unique to the individual. In the same way, no two people have identical fingerprints. See, there are no two people who will have identical fingerprints, and in the same way, the handwritings of people are also different. So there is no excuse for illegible handwriting. And if good manners are concerned with being aware of the needs of others, then bad handwriting is a bad manner, is what many people say. So if you have a bad handwriting, that doesn't mean you have a bad manner, but try to improve it, okay? You just cannot write in a bad handwriting. Even if you feel that it's very cool, I have a very bad handwriting, it's okay if you're not able to do, but just try to improve. So for purely practical reasons, people must be able to read what you write, okay? And you will not accept scrawl for them. So why should they from you, okay? You will not accept any scrawl from them, right? You want everything pure. So why should they expect a scrawl from you? What will happen if everyone threw away anything they could not read? Okay, if they could not read it, they will throw it away. So obviously now in this times people write less and type more, but writing is very different from typing. Okay, writing is really very different because it comes directly from the brain, and in writing it comes directly from the brain. Your hand moves, your muscles move, while in typing you don't completely draw the thing, you just click on some buttons and the same thing is typed. So, a good degree of eligibility suggests straightforwardness, sincerity, reliability. It's reliability and consideration for others. Good legibility can also imply lack of individuality or strong impulses, indicating the type of person who adapts easily and conventionally, having little desire for self-expression. Okay. People who don't improve their handwritings are looked upon as people who have no interest in self-expression. So each person's signature is also unique. As our character develops, so our signature may change. Ones formed in early days can differ from the one used in later years, not only through maturity but also due to our individual reactions to events that confront us throughout life. This fact has been observed during the course of examination of signatures of some leaders and politicians by graphologists over a period of years. So you may ask, what is a graphology? Graphology is the study of handwriting and predicting the behavior of people from analyzing their handwriting. And it is so good that sometimes what people do is policemen ask graphologists to come up, and the victims, the possible criminals, are told to write a specific thing in their own handwriting, and the graphologists then see the handwriting, and from the handwriting itself they can make out who is the killer, because the attitude of the person is completely reflected on the written thing. Okay, so that's the level of graphology. I mean, it can analyze you completely, it can analyze your behavior, but not only your nothing, I mean no face, not your voice, just your handwriting. That is enough for analyzing you. So you must understand how much can you be characterized by people who have knowledge. Okay, if a person who is very important for you, suppose your boss, and if he knows graphology, so he may easily analyze the way you think by the way you write. So handwriting and signature are very important, and they can be considered as a part of your personality. So in the coming sessions, I'll try to explain you guys which type of handwriting means what. Okay, it will be difficult for a podcast to explain, because in a YouTube video it's easier, but then too I'll try to explain you guys. Okay, so make sure to click the heart button and save the playlist. And if your handwriting is bad, don't feel bad, just try to improve it. If it isn't improving, no problem. We have got excellent pieces of computers, tablets, cell phones, and a lot of stuff. So no problem. You can be with it. But if you want an extra edge on your profession, for your professional career or whatever it is. So you can improve your handwriting for it. So see ya, take care of yourself, bye bye.